earth, and sky.
If I have this ultrasound machine and in conjunction with a remote expert half a world away, that examination is as good as I could get in my multi-billion dollar hospital here. So it leaps over technologies, much like cell phones did to landlines.
This is Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science. And you've been listening to space medical researcher Scott Dolchavsky. Dolchavsky trained astronauts bound for the International Space Station to use an innovative ultrasound technique to broadcast medical images from space back to Earth. The images can be used by Earth-bound doctors to diagnose space-based astronauts' injuries or ailments. Earth Sky spoke with Dr. Dolchavsky about his research on using ultrasound in space.
How would you use an ultrasound in space, or why would you need to?
Okay, well, let me give you a pretty good example. Let's say an astronaut is going out to service the Hubble telescope, or perhaps work on some of the solar panels on the International Space Station, and they've got to put on their special spacesuit to go outside of the vehicle. Well, to do that, they have to lower the pressure in that spacesuit, and that puts some stresses on the lungs. That might cause something, a collapsed lung. We see it down here in Detroit in people with rib fractures or car crashes or sometimes in smokers. That's a pretty difficult diagnosis to make on a physical examination, but a chest x-ray would make that within 10 minutes. Well, we've now come up with a way to utilize ultrasound examinations and make that diagnosis in about 10 seconds, actually more accurately than that chest x-ray. So that's just one of virtually hundreds of things that we've been working on with the NSBRI and NASA.
So what is an ultrasound exactly?
Ultrasound has been around for about 40 years, and it started as a quick way to diagnose things in folks' tummies. So the sex of your child or gallstones or blood vessel problems. And over the last 10 to 15 years, it's expanded to a wide number of other diagnostic areas. We worry about 500 or 600 potential medical conditions that might occur during a space mission. And we estimate that ultrasound could be used to provide pretty important information on about two-thirds of those.
How does it work?
Ultrasound is much like fish finders. So it sends out a very high frequency ultrasound sound signal that's above hearing frequency. It goes into tissues and it bounces back based on the density of what it hits. And the ultrasound machine is able to take those sonar signals that come back and generate a very high quality picture from that.
But isn't an ultrasound machine big and bulky?
Now we have very portable machines which are available commercially here on Earth that are anywhere from 6 to 10 pounds. So they're very portable. They resemble a portable laptop computer.
How long does it take to train an astronaut how to do an ultrasound in space? And how do they remember how to use it with all the other sorts of training that they have to do?
Yeah, you must remember, if I'm an astronaut or a cosmonaut training for a space mission, ultrasound is not my highest concern. I want to make sure that I know how to get the craft into orbit and understand what emergencies might occur. And so I obviously spend a lot more time on training in those areas. And so trying to get time with a crew before their mission is pretty challenging. And so we have 2 hours with them. It might be 8 months before they fly that we have those 2 hours with them. And so we developed a very concise multimedia program that refreshes what we went over on the ground and allows them to perform targeted examinations. For instance, if I want them to look at how their bones or muscles have changed after a long duration in zero gravity, to look at a section on skeletal anatomy, and then it'll explain how to tweak the machine for those examinations. There's some visual cue cards that show you where to put the probe on the skin and then what your anticipated image should look like so they can steer towards that image.
I've heard ultrasounds are already being used by the International Space Station. How have the astronauts been performing at it?
They were spectacular at it. They exceeded my expectations in every one of these, the astronauts and the cosmonauts. And some of these individuals had very, very limited training in this technique. And that suggests to me that this is ready for prime time back here on the planet.
But can they do an ultrasound as well as a trained doctor on Earth?
If I have this ultrasound machine and in conjunction with a remote expert half a world away, that examination is as good as I could get in my multi-billion-dollar hospital here. So it leaps over technologies, much like cell phones did to landlines.
So what's the next step for this research?
I'm a doctor back here on Earth, and I think what's particularly exciting for me is to see this technology that we developed at the NSBRI now start to expand. So in emergency rooms, it's now become routine to utilize ultrasound to diagnose lung problems. That was not the case before we started this examination, this experiments with the space program. And also, we're now speaking with the United Nations, with the Gates Foundations, and others to take this to underserved populations here and abroad. I'm really excited about the possibilities of extending medical care to these areas where it is so rudimentary that even simple things can wind up with horrific health problems.
What's most exciting to you about your work?
Well, I think it's important that we've given some additional medical capabilities for our space program and astronaut and cosmonaut crews. But I think the major impact on research such as this that may in fact not be completely appreciated by the routine population is that a lot of these technologies are readily transferable to care here. I think that that's a major benefit of this space-related research.
That was Scott Dulchowski, an investigator for the National Space Biomedical Research Institute and head of surgery at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, talking about the use of ultrasound in space to diagnose injuries. He said this technique could also allow better, faster diagnoses on ambulances, battlefields, and in remote areas. Special thanks today to the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, innovations for health in space and on Earth. For this and other free science podcasts, come to earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar, and you've been listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.